Cold Morning, A Stone Child and Rouleau Mystery by Brenda Chapman. Read by Michelle St. John. For Ted Weagle, Love Always. 1995, Prologue. Sunny had been crouching in the tall grass for what felt like a very long time. After Lily left, she flattened out a little burrow and huddled into the dank earth that smelled of earthworms and rotting leaves, turning around and round like her dog Rascal getting his bed ready for a long sleep. Finally satisfied, she'd squirmed into herself, knees tucked under her chin, arms wrapped around her skinny legs. She'd kept motionless while the wind rustled the grass around her like garter snakes slithering through the underbrush. She'd crouched there long enough for the sunlight to fade from dazzling hot to a pale golden yellow, long enough for her legs to go from tingly to numb. But still, Lily did not come. What was it Lily had whispered to her just before she stood to face the woods at the far end of the field? "Don't stand up and don't make a sound. Do not move until I come back for you. I will come back for you, son." The last words were a hot breath of promise against her cheek. She'd nodded and felt the warm pressure of Lily's hand on her head. Lily's fingers had tangled in her hair, but she hadn't made a peep, not even when Lily pulled her hand too quickly away, yanking it with several strands. She'd listened to Lily pushing her way through the thick reeds until the sound of her feet squelching through the mucky dirt had faded, leaving only the soft whoosh of the wind through the grass and the water tumbling over rocks on its way downstream. She'd fought back the panic, the need to